Earlier this year, a troupe of performing frogs set out on an epic journey. As you might expect, everything did not go according to plan. The frogs were coming from destinations across the country to their designated meeting point. Some were flying, some were driving, some were already at the designated destination, making preparations for all of those who signed up to be a part of the troupe. The first indicator that all would not go as planned happened with an FAA ground stop at Denver International Airport. In the grand scheme of things, this event was really immaterial because the frog had already decided that if he couldn't fly, he was prepared to rent a car and drive all night if necessary to reach his destination. As fate would have it, the car rental was unnecessary. The airport reopened, and he eventually made it to his destination. There was another group, though, a part of the troop which loved adventure, and they decided weeks earlier to trek through the woods across the country to demonstrate their commitment to the cause. Epic journeys are often like that. One day, as they were crossing an open stretch in the forest, the ground suddenly gave way, swallowing up three of the traveling troop. Down, down, down they tumbled, finally reaching the bottom. In shock, they looked back up at their friends, who were obviously terrified and helpless. They were, after all, in the forest. They had no resources, and they had a deadline to make, an appointed meeting place for a major gathering. So, a decision was quickly made. In unison, they began yelling down at their comrades, "Hey, we're sorry this happened. It's hopeless. You should just give up." Undeterred, the frogs started jumping. They jumped and they jumped and they jumped, but to no avail. The sides of the hole they'd fallen into were too slippery, and they kept sliding back to the bottom of the hole. Eventually, one of the frogs gave up, and he slid further down to the bottom of the hole, and there his life ended. The other two frogs kept jumping, even though their comrades above were telling them they should just quit, they should give up, it was a waste of time, it would be much easier just to accept their fate. So, as fate would have it, the second frog did indeed give up, slid to the very bottom of the hole, and joined his comrade. The other frog, though, seemed unfazed by all the yelling that was taking place at the top by those who were encouraging him to just quit, to give up, to join his colleagues. After all, they wanted to be on their way so they could go and join the rest of the traveling troupe at their appointed meeting place. With one last massive jump, the remaining frog scrambled up the side of the caved-in hole, made it to the top, where his friends were screaming frantically, grabbing a hold of his little tiny frog hand and pulling him from certain death. Once free, all of his comrades said to him, "We don't understand. We yelled at you and told you to give up, but you refused. You kept trying. What was it that gave you the courage and the strength to continue when your other colleagues heeded our advice?" The frog looked on in dismay at those he was sure had been cheering him on to keep trying and never give up, saying, "You can do it. You can make it. We have faith in you." You see, this particular frog was different. He happened to be deaf and had lost his hearing aids in the fall to the bottom. He believed those at the top who were screaming at him to give up were cheering him on, telling him never to give up and to keep trying, that he could surely get out. Their animated actions at the top, throwing their little frog arms in the air, only encouraged him to try even harder. Had he known, had he been able to hear, he realized that he would probably be lying at the bottom of the hole with his other two friends. With a new sense of urgency, the traveling troupe marched on to their destination, to Minneapolis St. Paul Airport, their designated meeting point. Waiting there to greet them were their friends, who'd made the arrangements for the traveling troupe to perform in a nearby town known as the City of Gratitude. Well, at least that's what we decided to name it once we got there. After all, they welcomed us with open arms, a sure sign of gratitude. Obviously, part of this story is true, and part of it is fiction. A blending of two separate stories, two separate events coming together to drive home a point, to teach a lesson about what it means to be ready to go the extra mile, to overcome all obstacles that might come your way, to be a beacon of hope and light for those who look to you to lead the way. The deaf frog in this story represents my very dear friend and fellow gratitude junkie, Chris Palmore, the founder of Gratitude Space. Chris has met countless obstacles on his gratitude path, and he has let none of them deter him from his appointed destiny to spread gratitude across the globe. Yes, Gratitude Rochester was a tremendous success as our first event, but this troop of gratitude frogs looks forward to traveling the country and eventually the world with the mission and intention of doing nothing more than creating space for gratitude to live and breathe, to, in a good way, spread like wildfire across the globe. That ground stop that took place at the Denver airport was a real true life event. And yes, that member of the traveling troop was indeed prepared to rent a car and drive all night if necessary, just like he'd done many years earlier due to another real life FAA ground stop event, so he could get to his appointed meeting place to ride his 192 miles across Massachusetts to raise funds for cancer research. After a harrowing drive across uncharted territory to arrive at a destination to honor a commitment through the night from Baltimore to Boston, he made his way, praying the entire time that his bike would make it too. It did. He did. And that Friday, he joined his colleagues, a troop of bike rising fundraisers committed to a cause, committed to ending cancer. The storms of life will come. All we can do is prepare our best. After that, it's about adapting to whatever presents itself and rolling with the flow to honor our commitments. We honored our commitment in Rochester, and we look forward to honoring more. I hope you enjoyed this story. This has been Bobby Kuntz, the Earth Harvest. Thanks for listening.